And of course, living in Houston, I'm very attuned to natural disasters. During Hurricane Harvey, some of the challenges with home care that my clients faced included running out of medical supplies for their medically fragile children, oxygen. So have those weather plans and natural disaster plans. And then always have an exit plan. So when home care is no longer available, when you can't do it, when it doesn't make sense, and sometimes this is going to be a conversation the client does not want to hear, but you, as you get to know your client, may be able to work with their family and a care manager to say, this person is falling, you are not sleeping, and your health is now at risk. Okay, so where do we start the maze? I like to pick the lowest hanging fruit possible. So let's see, what is the easiest to access? And of course, it's the second bullet point, but it's going to be your own money. And I love Clyde's comment of planning to avoid Medicaid. But I think the flip side of that is planning to avoid Medicaid until you can't avoid it any longer. I like to look at what Medicare benefits are going to be available, including hospice. I've had cases where we were able to avoid a nursing home placement because the individual met the requirement for a standalone hospice facility. So, and we'll go over each of these in a little bit a deeper conversation here in just a moment. So what's the easier? Not necessarily the easiest, but it's a little bit easier. Long-term care insurance, financial assistance from families. We're going to talk about some veterans benefits that you may not be aware of in addition to the improved pension, aid and attendant, and reverse mortgages. Then comes the public benefit programs. And if you listen to Meredith's speech, this is all of the work that she was describing was to get nursing home care or home care. So all of that has to be done before one person shows up to help give mom a bath. So we are talking about a high, high level of work that has to be done before the home care even starts, and then that home care has to be managed. But yet, home care is where our clients want to be, and it's where our practice should be headed. Nursing homes have always been an emotional decision for placement. Assisted living, the same. Finding good care in a facility, it may be good one year, the next year it may not be so good. So there are challenges to home care even when you have the funding. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this, what I call easy to access funds. I think most people are aware that there are limited Medicare benefits at home, typically following a hospital stay. If you're receiving physical therapy or occupational therapy, then the doctor can also prescribe someone to come out with their activities of daily living. But this can be a point of confusion for clients. They'll say, oh, we don't need home care. We already have somebody coming out. Well, what is this person doing? Well, they give a bath or they check their vital signs. All very important stuff, but maybe the wife needs to be able to leave the house for 4 or 5 hours a day so that she can go grocery shopping, go work out at the Y, and be able to maintain herself so she can continue to be a caregiver. Private health insurance, see what it covers, and also if the individual has a Medicare HMO, I always want to know if there's any extra home-based benefits through that HMO policy. In addition to if the client has to go to some type of rehab, we want to know where that is. And then on the private assets, there is some strategy to using your own money. I like to use my own money first for everything. My husband and I were just in a fender bender. Everybody's okay. The person that hit us, their driver's license expired 8 years ago. I felt like it was a client of mine. They told me, don't tell our kids we're out driving. Then they told me, we hit you because we didn't go to church. And then they tried to talk us to go back to their house to go have dinner with them. It was like a whole thing in the Walgreens parking lot. And so we have this fender bender, and I'm looking at it, and I'm telling my husband, Kirby, I don't want to have to go through insurance because it's going to take so long, and da-da-da-da. And this is just for a little tiny thing. I'm imagining, what is it like to have to go through some of these other processes to get something in place or fixed? I like to think about Medicaid planning, especially if I'm using private pay funds, as what asset works best for paying privately for care. So if I have an IRA that, as Meredith just described, could be exempt, I may not want to use that asset because I know later on down the line, that asset may not be considered a countable asset when determining financial eligibility for Medicaid. The other thing I like to do when I'm private paying for home care or advising clients for that is I like to pick an account, like a specific account, and it has X amount of dollars in it. And I say, when we spend $50,000, $100,000 out of that account, then we will make a transition plan or start talking about a transition plan to some other type of public benefit program. And I think